All right, this is Commissioner Brooks, called the meeting back to order. It's 2:43 on the 17th of June. Our next fiscal 2027 budget workshop is with the Western Alliance for Economic Development. And their new director is here, so if you would like to introduce yourself for the record.
Okay, my name is Debbie Davis, and I'm the new director for, we are now actually called Rural Economic Partners of Southwest Idaho.
Rural Economic Partners of Southwest Idaho.
Yes. Okay. So, or we just go by Rural Partners, so.
Well, welcome. Thank you for informing us of that.
And it's really nice to meet you because we've been waiting for you.
You have?
Well, yes, because they've had an interim director and then your predecessor from several years ago. So we worked with her and she was really proficient at the grant writing and community service. And so I'm excited to see what you do.
Well, can I just start and give you an update?
And kind Absolutely.
Of, I thought what I'd do is just maybe tell you a little bit about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in Caldwell, haven't ventured too far. So raised my kids in CUNA for 20 years, and then we moved to Melba, bought property out there, and then that was in 20. We bought in 18 and then moved out there in 20. And I decided I love small towns. I love small rural towns. My kids are involved in ranching. And I'm like, how can I get involved in my community? So I decided to start the Melba Chamber of Commerce in 24, and it's done really good. I have a strong belief in rural agricultural communities, and I feel like you need to have the businesses support the community and the community support the businesses. It's like it's a circle that needs to happen. And so I got involved in that, started that. We have a population of about a little over 500. But in those 2 years, we've raised like $27,000, and we've given back over $13,000 to the community. So it was good, but in that process, that's how I met Dave Lincoln. So I met him and started going to the Western Alliance meetings, and I learned a ton from him. I attended the Northwest Community Development, or NWCDI, the Northwest Community Development Institute, where you do the 3 years of the economic development you go through the Department of Commerce. I loved all of that, and I just kept involved with the Western Alliance. And then Dave's health started to decline, and he had some struggles. So he asked last August if I would just help him on a part-time basis. Of course, he was already working part-time. And so I stepped in, decided to help him out. I said, I can't do this full-time, though. But then he retired in December. Effective in February, and they said, well, would you take it over? And I said, yes. So here I am, and I believe in the organization, and Dave is an amazing individual, but he had some serious restrictions, and so it took a decline. So I said, we need to rebrand it, kind of bring it back to life. I didn't really... The name Western Alliance for Economic Development didn't resonate with me, what we do, because we work with the rural communities. So I came up with a new name. They said, yes, we can rebrand. So I did that, redid the website, started social media, worked on getting a LinkedIn going. So I spent this time kind of trying to build it back up. And and I'm still new at it. I have a lot of connections and a lot of love for these rural communities, and I see how important it is. So with Melba, I go to all the planning and zoning, city council. I did their, when we redid our comp plan, I wrote the ag chapter for that because, I don't know, because I guess I just enjoy that stuff. So anyway, I think that this organization is crucial, and it's kind of at a crossroads of we need funding to continue. We need the match for the Department of Commerce. They give their ED Pro grant out every year, and we have to have a match. So these funds are critical for that match for us to be able to keep going. So what we did with your funds last year, I guess you guys are familiar with a Region 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know that has been an important agenda item for a long time. And my understanding is the funds that we got from you guys last year were like, can we move this along? So we took your funds from last year, and we thought, how can we take those funds and really make this happen? Because there's a lot of support out there, but there's not a lot of, like, you know, actually getting it up and going. So we hired a consultant. We interviewed a couple of them. We hired a consultant, Kim Lee Horn. I don't know if you've heard of them. We hired them to stand up the district, get their legal structure going, do community or do the outreach to the 10 counties, and help us kind of figure out how do we keep this funding going forward. So we actually have that up and running. We have our first meeting with our stakeholders on the 23rd. So we're making really good progress with it. But we took those funds and we have a plan set out to get that stood up. I guess it depends off when we go to the 10 counties and if some of them go not interested. But I don't think that's going to happen. I've heard so much where people have interest in it. So that's what we did with your funds last year. These ones this year, hopefully if we get the $20,000, because we have to have it, honestly, to keep going. There really isn't any other funding left. So we've dwindled down our membership to a handful. So I'm trying to build that back up. And, you know, have the website, have all the things where we can have the outreach. So, and Greenleaf to start with. So I did just something simple, like when they come, when like businesses come into the city, they'll see this there, they can access our website. I think just being out there more where people can know who we are and how we can help them. So just outreach to the cities, to the small businesses, to the startups, you know, all of that. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So anyway, it's crucial. If we don't get this funding, I don't know how we go forward because we've dwindled down so far.
So, Chairman, I have a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
You're going to fulfill the same capacity as a former director where you're assisting leadership in these smaller communities to either get grant-funded help for infrastructure projects. Mm-hmm. And there was a pile. The benefit that was provided through the salary that went to now Rural Economic Partners really returned a lot bigger than the investment that was made to those communities. And a lot of times their budgets are very small. So mm-hmm. I think it's important that we get that on the record. It's not a big budget or a big ask that is requested, but it does benefit everybody in the surroundings. So the last time a budget presentation was made when that director, Dave's done a great job as an interim, but as a full-time director in that program, I think the ask at that time was $26,000, which...
I'd take that if you had that. I don't know, 20, yeah, we need, yeah, the 20 be good. I didn't realize the 26. I just kind of went on what we did last year.
So. Yeah, and Chairman, I mean, everybody's on a tight budget, but I guess I would submit this idea for consideration that in order for the Rural Economic Partners to function, they have to have enough margin that they can actually go into the community and figure out how to help and assist. So I would actually, now that you are functioning, and I love your energy in a director's capacity, that we put the original ask that was there, and this was dating back to 19 and 20, maybe a consideration of 25,000 instead of 20, because it's directly tied to the ability to go in there and do that. And you have people, you're going to dedicate a lot of time for a little salary in that process.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, when I work a lot with, and we're working hard to get Owyhee County back as well. So I know personally the chamber president for Homedale and Marsing. We work closely together because we're, you know, we're just all right there. We do a lot of stuff together. And so I'm working to meet with the mayors and try to get them on board. Some of the county commissioners just working to say, you know, this has value. I mean, where else do they have the economic development assistance? They don't.
Right.
They really don't. You know, it's the city clerks trying to figure things out, or, you know, the small businesses. They don't. And they're kind of rural for a reason. They don't always plug into all the urban things, you know, and they don't know what's out there. So. I'm excited to actually get to help some of the people. I spent a lot of time on the rebuild and the, you know, who are we, and, you know, and get ourselves like where I feel like I want to go out there and I'll say, this is who we are and this is how we can help. So.
And Chairman, if Commissioner Holton were here, he's been a big supporter of the then Western Economic, and Greenleaf benefited from some of the projects that Tina Wilson helped them.
Yeah.
Get
and
done.
Grant writing is not my, I do have, I'm working on contacting, I have one in particular grant writer to see how they can help us, and on a larger scale too with Region 3. That takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, and I want, you know, it's not my expertise. I could dive into it, and I will be familiar with it, but there's just so much that I want to be able to see if we can get a grant writer who can hit the ground running to help, because that's a huge part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. The list, I think there were 6 pages of projects that had been underwritten through grant funding that assisted the smaller communities. And so
through the old Region 3,
yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've watched what the, like, Region 4 that's now Frontier. I watched some of the things that they're doing. I'm like, yeah, like, we need to get this going so we can.
Yeah. You know, so well, it's very exciting now that there's a director. So we can't approve in this process that, but I would say, for consideration and wanting the chairman to weigh in on the benefit for this economic partnership, even if we put it back at the original ask when they had a director of 26,000, that mm-hmm. seems like a good investment in the community given the number of grants that were secured and how it helped that community. So that's my pitch.
Okay. Did you have anything else as part of your presentation?
Since I'm new at this, and so when we apply for the Department of Commerce, their EDPRO grant, we have to have proof of matching funds. So timeline-wise, if it's okay if I ask, how do I know when it has been approved? And how would I have that so I could tell Department of Commerce we're good or we're not? Like, how does that roll?
It would be approved with the final at the final budget hearing at the end of August.
And I did lobby for that same reason for the Board of County Commissioners to send a letter to the agency that's made application to the county, because it's fair to let people know if your entire request wasn't able to be funded, the amount that you are funded will be clearly stated in the letter. So we will issue a letter saying this is what's been approved for fiscal year 27.
Okay, and that's in August?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Probably mid-August.
I don't know how this, how do I do this? I don't know. So Dave last year, he had some other letters lined up. And even if that funding doesn't come through, the Department of Commerce still needs to see that those are there. So I can try to get other ones. I just want to have, before
sure.
I submit it. But
yeah,
okay.
Fair request. I thought it was fair too. So, okay. Well, okay. Chairman, I submit that we accept this application and put the funding request at $2,000 for further consideration.
How much? You want 20 or 26,000. I'm okay to put that in there, and then when the full board is here, we can have further deliberation on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Nothing's guaranteed until August, though.
I know. I get it. I understand. I'm just trying to figure out how this all rolls. So.
Okay.
Okay. Appreciate it.
So with that, we will take a recess until the Soil Conservation District arrives. Thank you.